Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I really care about Fox and I really care about Roger. And he's been nothing but good to me. And he's been very loyal and he's had my back.
That's Megyn Kelly, Fox's biggest star. And everyone over at Fox News maybe needs to get their backs checked as the network looks like an episode of Game of Thrones this week. Evil genius Roger Ailes has until August 1st to leave his throne at Fox News. That's according to the Murdochs, those well-heeled Lannisters who are determined to oust him in response to growing allegations of sexual harassment. Allegations, now lawsuits, and corroborated this week by Fox's star, Megyn Kelly, who gets some primo payback from the man who's been nothing but good to her. Ouch. Ailes' alleged sexual appetite makes him a fairly ordinary male executive, but he is a one-of-a-kind for the way he went from Nixon media advisor to grand architect of the GOP's brand on television. The Fox network is hugely profitable and influential at the same time. But empires can vanish in a flirtatious and horny instant. Gabriel Sherman is national affairs editor for New York Magazine and author of The Loudest Voice in the Room, How the Brilliant, Bombastic Roger Ailes Built Fox News and Divided a Country. He says Ailes' demise matches the coup-like power shift going on right now in the GOP.
Well, you know, Roger Ailes is 76 years old. And, you know, what's so striking about this week's shocking turn of events is, in a certain way, how not surprising it should be. You know, I wrote a biography of Roger Ailes that came out in 2014. And in my book, I quoted multiple women on the record saying that they had been sexually harassed by him through the years. And the book documents many examples of his domineering and ruthless management style, his willingness to cut corners. We should point out he was forced out of NBC in the mid-1990s amidst an external legal investigation into his management. So this is not surprising. I guess what's surprising is that he was able to hold on to power so long. And now, in 1 week, in one span of a few days, it's all coming to an end. It's just, I cannot wrap my head around it.
In a sense, this is kind of power versus power, because it can be argued that Megyn Kelly has become the one talent figure at Fox that's bigger than Ailes.
Well, that is really, you know, this election cycle, yes, there is a degree of that. You know, her feud with Donald Trump catapulted her into the mainstream consciousness. And she, we should point out, is in the midst of a contract renegotiation with Fox News. And so her star has risen to a point where she is one of the only Fox News personalities who feels that she could challenge Ailes openly. And she went, as I reported, to the investigators hired by Rupert Murdoch to look into the sexual harassment allegations. And she testified to the lawyers that she, too, endured harassment by Ailes 10 years ago.
Which was an absolute sort of nail in the coffin on that. The other person who could possibly challenge Ailes is Bill O'Reilly, but he's also, his status is unknown at the network right now.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly has publicly in recent days hinted that he would consider retirement after his current contract expires following the election. We should point out, though, that O'Reilly has taken Ailes' side in the scandal, but, you know, there is probably some personal stakes involved because back in 2004, Bill O'Reilly himself was embroiled in a really messy and sordid sexual harassment scandal when a former producer of his accused him and actually tape recorded him making really gross comments on a phone call in late night conversations. So Ailes defended O'Reilly at the time, and now O'Reilly is coming to Ailes' defense. And I wouldn't be surprised if following Ailes' departure, once O'Reilly's contract expires, that he too, you know, seeks an exit.
The reason that Ailes was probably impregnable was, well, the reason that Ailes was probably unassailable in his power was because he had done everything the Murdochs had ever wanted the Fox network to do. It succeeded on conservative credentials. It succeeded in being relevant to the political conversation. And as you said in your book, it divided a country. What turned?
A couple things turned. Ailes, yes, succeeded, especially on the financial front. Fox News' profits generate a quarter of Rupert Murdoch's total profit for his media empire. So he needs Fox News to power the rest of his ambitions. But what changed was the rise principally of his two adult sons, James and Lachlan Murdoch, who, well, yes, they're sort of conservative. Their politics are far to the center of where their fathers are. And as they've moved into executive ranks and have been anointed as the heirs apparent to the empire, they've decided that they now have the leverage to move against Ailes. They don't want Fox's divisive, polarizing style of politics to be the face of their family's company. And so they, in many ways, have used this scandal as a pretext to achieve a long-held goal, which was moving Ailes aside.
And whether there's a personal issue there or not, it makes all the strategic sense in the world for the younger Murdochs to not want an angry white male face from the Nixon era to be fronting their network. That just makes no sense.
Yeah, you know, I'm on the ground in Cleveland, and I think what makes this what freights this story with so much historical resonance is that this is in many ways the same tortured soul-searching that the Republican Party is going through. You know, the collapse of this coalition that Roger Ailes had helped Richard Nixon. We should point out Roger Ailes was Richard Nixon's chief media advisor in the 68 campaign. He advised him on his television performances. And so this coalition of whites and conservative Democrats that Nixon put together in 68 as a backlash to the counterculture is really starting to fracture as you see the intellectual and mainstream conservative sides of the party break away from Trump. And Fox News has been at the center of that cleavage. And so it makes sense that the Murdochs, the younger Murdochs, I should say, want to be on the other side of history. They've decided that whatever comes after Trump, it's not going to be Fox News.
Finally, and this is the sort of New York City media piece here that you guys at New York Magazine are so good at. It appears that Ailes will probably get his full $40 million payout, depending on what the legal matter is. His contract would probably have accounted for at least some of this kind of, you know, misbehavior, although not explicitly sexual harassment. And he cannot probably get a cab in town today, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, what's fascinating is I'm getting calls from Fox News employees who are describing this almost like the end of a regime when an authoritarian regime collapses. As we've seen in the past, it doesn't go slowly, it goes quickly. And so power is this elusive thing. Ailes maintained it. He was a student of power, but it slipped from his grasp. And now people see that he is vulnerable. And it's just, like you said, so stunning that it happened in the span of a week.
Sharks are circling Roger Ailes here in New York City and around the media world. Gabriel Sherman is National Affairs Editor for New York Magazine and author of The Loudest Voice in the Room, How the Brilliant, Bombastic Roger Ailes Built Fox News and Divided a Country. Thanks so much.
Thank you.